Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And you know what Mondays are about on the Odd Couple. We wrap up a fabulous weekend of NFL football, also a tragic one to some degree. We'll get into that and so much more over the next 3 hours. So keep it locked right here at Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. We also, of course, have a big game coming up tonight, as big as any this weekend. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Los Angeles Rams. And both teams playing good football. And somebody's going to take an L tonight, though. So we will get into that and so much more. We got Mike Sando, the Athletics NFL senior writer, coming up at the bottom of the hour. He originated something called the QB tiers, which is great. And so we'll get into all that with him at the bottom of this hour. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What up, man?
What's happening? How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I am great. I'm great. How was your weekend?
Very good. Today was even better.
Ooh.
Because I gave my final today in my class at USC.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
I thought you were kind of, you know, you weren't looking forward to the end of the semester.
No. It's cool. I mean, I love teaching. I really have grown to love it. But the final, so my kids, they were very complimentary. We have a group text, and most of them, and maybe they're just trying to butter me up for grades or whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But they did such a great job with their
work.
You
are awesome. Why don't you have your own show? I mean, this is ridiculous.
No, like, they were like, you should have your own university.
Out there.
You know? You should have your own university.
Right. No, that's good.
Also, I got fitted for braces today, too.
What?
Yeah, no.
Invisible ones or like
the
metal ones where you look like a 9-year-old?
I had the metal ones when I was young. When I got married, I had braces on. My wife married me with braces.
And what is the old? You up there.
I was 33.
You got to be pushing for the record, though.
What, to get braces?
How many 56-year-olds have braces?
Well, I'm getting braces, and I got to wear them for 9 months.
Ooh, wow. Now, what happened to the whole... Because I'm thinking about this, because my teeth are rugged. I ain't going to lie. you know how they got, like, whether it's Smile Direct or whatever.
Right.
They,
you should do it. I keep telling you.
What happened? I thought you were going to go that
route. I was going to do that, and there was some issues with my records with the dentist in Detroit. Mm. So that derailed it. So then while I was getting some other work, you know, I've been to the dentist.
Right.
I have a tooth that's getting out of place, like that's moving on the bottom, Chris. Other than that, my smile is good, but I have one tooth that's gone wayward. So I just said, you know what? I thought they could just put it on the bottom and fix it. They're like, oh, no, it's got to go on top and bottom. You got to get full sets to make them move the right way.
But
so
they'll I'm be just invisible.
Doing it. Invisible, but you got to wear them every day. All day.
Oh, do you take them out? You can take them out?
To eat. I take them out to eat.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so... Chris, all you should think about it. Just go to Invisalign.
Yeah, no, I'm going to look into it.
The longer you wait, the harder it's going to be. So you might as well
I should have got braces when I was eight, but I didn't want to. And yes, now I'm paying the price. All right. And also, I want to shout out my wife. It's her birthday today.
Is it? Happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Crystal Broussard. Right, we celebrated yesterday, but.
Don't say how old she is. But
no,
she's
no.
She's the big time breadwinner in the family. She grew up in Rochdale, so we already know what kind of woman she is.
Yes.
And she got married. Y'all got married at the Triangle Church in my neighborhood, like two blocks from my house.
Yes. 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 That's right. That's right.
Thank I grew up, that's
thank
my
you.
Neighborhood where you
that's
got married.
That's your hood, I know.
That's
I
my
know,
neighborhood so. Right there, Linden Boulevard.
Well, thank you. I will pass that on
yeah,
to
tell
her.
Tell Crystal I said happy birthday.
Will do. All right, let's introduce the crew and get rolling. We got DJ Alex Teicher on the ones and the twos on the Magic City Monday. We got super producer Rob G running things. And hey, it's Brian Finley on the updates. All right, Rob, let's get right into this. Oh, man, there were so many. We were talking about this in the pre-show meeting. So many potential storylines, great storylines to talk about. And so one is that there are two franchises. It's kind of the tale of two franchises as far as how they're handling their young quarterbacks. And one is Philadelphia. And Carson Wentz is just struggling. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Philadelphia loses again to the Cleveland Browns.
The Browns, yep.
Right, Cleveland Browns. And
he
believe
had two
it or not,
but two picks. Right?
Yeah, and they were and bad passes. Yeah, they were like one, he just kind of lofted for Nelson Aguilar. It was just, I think he wanted to jump ball, but it just was a poorly thrown pass and then a pick six as well. But they still lead their division, and they're 3-6-1. It's a horrible division.
That tie, Chris, is going to be the difference. You watch and see, because it's one less loss than everybody else.
No, right. And they still keep beating up. I see these former players proclaiming, oh, no, you still never go through the tie. Hogwash.
Yep.
It's about getting to the postseason. You're absolutely right, Rob. A tie is always better than a loss, period. And so that tie is helping them out. Although I will say this, Rob, the Giants and I think the other teams in the division are playing a little better. So the Eagles going to have to pick it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have to win to some games. They're not, yeah. They can't hold out right the rest yeah. of the year.
But so obviously people are asking, you know, we know they drafted Jalen Hurts. So people are asking Coach Doug Peterson if he's considering benching Carson Wentz. Here's what Peterson said.
If you get to that spot, whether you don't start him or you bench, I think you're sending a wrong message to your football team that the season's over, and that's a bad message. And you know, we have to work through this. Times, you know, when times get tough, it's, you know, sometimes that might be the easy thing to do.
Now, before we get to that and comment on Peterson's comments, the other situation is in Miami. And the Dolphins had their win streak snapped by Denver. And Tua didn't look good. In fact, he looked so bad. He had like 11 for 20, 83 yards, I believe it was. He was benched midway through the fourth quarter. They put in the old man, Ryan Fitzpatrick, thinking he could bring him back. And
what did he do? He turned right into a pumpkin, right for Flores. Just good for that. I was so happy to see that happen. I'm serious.
So he threw an interception. They were down 20-10. He leads them on a drive. They get a field goal. Then he's leading them on another drive, potentially game tying drive, and he throws a pick in the end zone late in the game. So, Rob, go ahead. How do you think one of these franchises is handling the situation better than the other? Or they're both off, or what are your thoughts?
No, I thought Miami mishandled Tua. That's the one that got me the most upset, because I just think we've seen this movie with Fitzpatrick. I really believe that Brian Flores thought he could steal one, Chris. Like he wanted to win, so I'll sacrifice my young quarterback and his psyche and his ego and his confidence
think about
get a win. Huh?
That's a heck of a lot to sacrifice.
No, but that's what I think he was thinking. Like, I want to win this game. I don't care about the kid. And it just, you have to work your way through, Chris. There's so many. Go look at some of the greats and their struggles early on as quarterbacks and the mistakes. and whatnot. We get it. Like, nobody, you don't come in from day one and you know what you're doing. You know this, the first day they sent you out to write a story at a newspaper, right? To pay you, Chris.
Well, I did do a really good job.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, you know what? When you sent your copy in, I heard them in the background go, "Get me rewrite. Get me rewrite." You know they did.
No, I tell you, my first one was when I went in for an internship, it wasn't good. I'll tell you that.
It wasn't pretty. That's right. My point, Chris. But they kept sending you out to do stories. Am I right? And you got better, and he wasn't playing well. I'm not even here to defend that. But you're going to have a process, and I think they made a mistake. I really do. And all that talk, maybe, Chris, about them maybe still drafting a quarterback or how much they're really into Tua. A couple of weeks ago, remember after week two, people were ranting and raving about Tua. Oh,
right.
And you said, oh, it's too early. But remember, people were going crazy about him. And that was 2 weeks ago.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Rob, in that you brought up that Flores was trying to steal a victory. And I get it. You're trying to win. They obviously have a chance to make the playoffs. But let's just say hypothetically, Fitzpatrick had brought him back and they had won. Now you've got a serious quarterback controversy on your hands. You know, and he's come out and said after the game that Tua's still their guy, so he's going to start going forward. But had Fitzpatrick brought you back, now people would have been saying you should go back to Fitz and this and that. And as you mentioned, the confidence, the ego, the psyche, all of that on Tua may have been damaged. And he's, by all accounts, I don't know him, but by all accounts, he's a really good kid. He has said all the right things, including yesterday. But look, he's human, and that would have to mess with you. And I would say this, Rob, this lends credence to the notion that this is a tryout for Tua, that they don't fully believe in him. Because if you really fully believed in him, you would not have benched him. Like you said, you understand he's not going to be Aaron Rodgers every Sunday.
He's not going to be perfect. We know that. There's going to be bumps.
Play through the ups and the downs. And if you were going to potentially do what you did yesterday, you should have just left Fitzpatrick in.
Yep.
If Tua sat out the whole season, nobody would have killed the Dolphins. They would have been like, hey, Pat Mahomes sat out the whole season. Yeah, you're bringing him along slowly.
Aaron Rodgers sat out 3 years. You could have made that argument, Chris. You can make the argument.
Absolutely. So I think we both agree Miami did the wrong. They're handling this the wrong way thus far.
And I think Philly did the right thing. I just believe that if they really believe Carson Wentz is their guy, and I think that, you know, through the struggles, through everything, I think that they just said, we're going to ride or die with this guy, Chris, this year, and then we'll reevaluate. They don't make the playoffs. He has an awful year. You look at Jalen Hurts in practice and maybe gets into some plays at some point, and then you make a decision. But they said this guy got us, delivered us through so many injuries and issues and whatnot. He's not playing great. He's trying to do too much. But we're going to stick with him at least for the rest of the year, not play this game.
No, look, we don't often agree, but we agree on these two topics. I'm with you. I think that Doug Peterson is absolutely right. They're still in first place in that division. They still have a chance to make the playoffs. They still can get healthier as the season goes on. And this is a guy that has shown you that he can be a good quarterback. So you gave him the huge deal, $130-something million. So right now, he's your guy. You have an opportunity over the next six games of the season to see what he can do. If in your mind, look, I would think that they're having questions in their mind. Did we do the right thing? Is this our guy? This is a six-week tryout that not only do you get to see what he's made of, but you still might win the division.
Right. But if you don't, then you can make a change and decide what you're going to do after this year. But again, you're right, Chris. The division is still up for grabs. It's not over. Could they go on a 5-1 streak and Carson Wentz snap out of it? I'm just saying. Probably not. But you know what
maybe three and two, two and three, maybe.
Maybe that. But you know my point is that, and then what happens? Do you know what I mean? Do you remember when Jim Fossil was the coach of the Giants and they were stinking up the joint halfway through the season and he stood at the podium. They were at the brink, Chris, and Jim Fossil stood there, pounded on the podium and said, I guarantee you we make the playoffs. We're not making any changes. Guess what they did? They made the playoffs.
Right. Look, they got a lot of football left to play, and I agree with them. Go with this guy, let him play out the season, and then you can make some decisions in the offseason if need be. But play with him the rest of the way. I think Peterson's doing the right thing, even though I'm sure they've got their doubts. All right, your turn to weigh in, as always, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Did the Eagles and the Dolphins do the right things by their franchise quarterbacks, or were both of them wrong? Was one of them right? What are your thoughts, Tua, Wentz? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios here on a Magic City Monday. We're also brought to you by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need when you need it and fast. Some jobs just can't wait. You need it now, and that's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup. So you can order something one day and online and pick it up that same day. It's free next-day delivery as well, and that's available on over 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone.
What was that, lunch? What'd you have for lunch?
I'm drinking a lot of water these days.
Are you? Are you trying to clean your system out a little bit?
Yeah, I always heard that all my life. Drink a lot of water. I think it's ridiculous how much they say you should drink.
Like 8 to 10 glasses, it just seems ridiculous.
I mean, how in the world can anybody do that?
Exactly. You know?
I'm sorry, guys. It's actually over a gallon a day.
How much do you drink a day?
Almost 2 gallons a day.
2 gallons?
You drink my 2 gallons. So you don't drink anything else?
Nah, just water and tea.
Unbelievable. That's why you got that pot belly, all that water.
All right, let's get to the phones. 877-99 on Fox.
The question is, Tua,
Wentz, who's being handled properly and who's being mishandled? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, Juwan in Colorado, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Doing
great,
good.
Man. How are you?
Oh, doing fantastic. I just had something quick to say on the Tua situation with Fitzpatrick. I just don't think from a managerial standpoint that was handled well, because now you have the dilemma of bringing the guy back in after he was slighted and say, win a game. So like Rob was saying, you know, you just want to get that game at the expense of your young quarterback who you shoved into the starting position.
Yep.
I think my last statement on that is, I think what happened to the old adage, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. I think you got to let the guy play himself out of a job. We agree that.
You talking about Fitzpatrick or Tua?
With Fitzpatrick, yeah, because if we know he's going to turn into what he's always been,
right?
Yeah, but you got to. I think he was 4-2 when they pulled him, something like that.
But the only problem here is
they were 4-2. They were
because they've won.
Rob,
they had won
their
three
record.
In a row,
yeah, it
right?
was all right. Yeah,
but.
I think it's a trial. I don't think they're sold on Tua.
No. Nope.
And I think they want to see if he's their guy.
Because as soon as he has like a bad half or whatever, or
right.
three quarters, you're ready to pull him out. Like, Chris, seriously, like what? Wait a minute. What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm 3 games into my career. Like, really? 2 weeks ago, people were ranting and raving about him.
Yep. And look, I do think he, as an athlete, they were 4-3 when they pulled Fitz. I think Tua will look at this as, hey, I didn't have it. You know, they replaced me. That's okay. I'm still the starter. Like, I think
until
a lot of athletes can work through it. But what it does is, maybe until they do it again, Or also, Rob, it becomes a big story, you know, and now everybody's talking about it. Teammates are being asked, well, which one you think they should go to? Anonymous sources are saying they never should have gotten away from Fitz. I'm just saying, you know how things develop. Right. And so now you're being asked about it. Are you concerned about your job? Or do you think they question you? Like, so it becomes a big story unnecessarily.
Also, you start to think, Chris, well, I got him in the corner there, but I don't want to get picked. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now you start to second, I'm not going to make that throw. I'll just go underneath. You know, that's safer.
Yeah, and you're thinking
stuff
too much.
Like that. All right, Big Mike in Cincinnati. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Big Mike?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. You know, I have to say, like, with the Tua thing, you know, they should have never, took him out. You know, like, he's young. Like, you know, let him get his bumps and bruises, you know.
Right.
It's not going to be – every game is going to be, you know, flying colors, you know. Just let him take his bumps and bruises.
Right.
And the second thing, Carson Wentz. I'm a big fan of him, big fan. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. He has not been playing, you know, to his standard, you know, and I honestly kind of feel like, you know, his coaches are failing him. Not saying Carson doesn't have anything to do with, you know, everything that's going on. He's part of it. But, you know, it's just very hard for me to believe that a guy that was going to win the MVP, you don't throw 37 touchdowns and seven interceptions on accident. You know, and, you know, I think he's maybe a little insecure, which, you know, I kind of don't blame the guy. Like, you know, Nick Foles, you know, they over here have been in shrines for him. And then the killer part is that they took a quarterback in the second round. You know, that, I think that will, you know, I really think that probably killed his confidence, you know. That's all I really
I hear you. That. And the thing is this, while some of the stuff you said is legitimate, you just got to play through that stuff.
Right.
It's the NFL, yeah.
People are always here to take your job, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
Right.
Like, you just can't play like that.
Right.
Because I think you, if you do that, and John, sorry, from New Zealand, we didn't get to you. I feel bad. But try us again. Thank you for the support. Down under, Chris, in New Zealand.
Yes. We're large down under.
How big?
Down low. Down under. Down under Australia. I'm just saying, like,
okay.
The odd couple is large down low.
I meant down under, you know.
Yeah, there you
Australia.
Go.
Australia. I was.
Yeah. I'm hoping to go there next Christmas. That's my game plan.
Well, hopefully you can travel. Yes. I was supposed to go to South Africa this Christmas.
Man.
That got nixed. All right. We got Mike Sando of The Athletic coming up next. That'll be a great conversation. Definitely stay tuned for that. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest does a great job covering the NFL for The Athletic, where he's a senior writer. Also, the originator of the quarterback tiers, which is always a great read at the beginning of the season and now even midway through. We welcome in Mike Sando to the Odd Couple. Mike, how are you?
What's up?
Hello?
Maybe he said it very lightly, quietly. Mike, you there?
Mike Sando, calling Mike Sando. We have some technical difficulties
here. Is this on? Maybe he doesn't hear us.
All right, here he is. Mike, how are you?
I got to admit, I hit a mute button. That was on me, not on you. You guys have the finest equipment. And I'm sitting there talking to you guys. So, you know, it just... A little glitch, but we're on to the next play, you know?
No,
how many thumbs do you have on each hand? I mean, what are you doing, Mike, you know?
Well, it's ridiculous. I got three screens on my desk. I got the big 75-incher with the game ready to go. It's too much for me to handle, obviously.
Hey,
I'm not
that
a
sounds
tier
good.
One.
That sounds
yeah,
good.
About, yeah, it's
well,
going to be
a
good night. So.
Let's get into it. Lot to talk about, Mike. First, Joe Burrow, that's the injury everybody's talking about. And a lot of people are saying that the Bengals did him wrong. They didn't provide him with a better offensive line. They threw the football way too much. The game plan wasn't great. Are you in that line of thinking, or is it, hey, it's football, it happens, unfortunately, but, you know, you're not blaming the Bengals. Where are you at on this?
Yeah. I mean, as far as having a bad team, I mean, well, guess what? That's what happens when you're the number one
Thank
pick.
You. Thank you.
You know, ask anyone forever – you're not going to the Chiefs, right, this year as the number one pick. So that's normal. I do think that they've thrown it a ton. You know, that's been a little bit surprising, over 40 attempts per game. And they do it from the start of the game. They throw a lot. Now, there's a lot of different ways you can throw the ball. It's not all seven-step drop, pat the ball, standing there for 5 seconds. You know, in the NFL now, you can throw the ball a lot without taking a lot of punishment. But I probably would have expected them to, you know, do a little bit more like Zach Taylor's, you know, kind of mentor, Sean McVay. He has a heavy run game and play action and all that type of stuff that makes, you know, takes a little bit of the throws away from Jared Goff. So you could probably say they should have done that, but I don't blame that for the injury. I mean, you know, it unfortunately happens in football, right?
Right.
No doubt.
Right. I'm with you.
Let me ask you about the Taysom Hill got the chance to start. So two things. Jameis Winston, people thought he was going to be the guy. He didn't get that opportunity. First, tell me about Hill and how well he played in that game. And then what does this say about Jameis Winston? Some players weren't happy that he didn't get the opportunity. Is there something we don't know?
You know, it's funny. I wish I would have thought. Your question, like, crystallizes in my mind what I probably could have written more clearly even today in my column.
Thank you. That's why I'm a writer. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Which is really this. I think there's two decisions, okay? I think the non-football decision is the decision that was made. I mean, no one's going to put Jameis Winston as a quarterback next to Taysom Hill and say that Taysom Hill's better.
Right.
But I think that Sean Payton, for his team, as a coach of his team, has been telling the team, the world, and Taysom Hill that, hey, you know, there's a reward in this for you, but, you know, and it's not just the paycheck. It's, we're going to give you a chance. We believe in you as a quarterback. So if you're going to say that to the team and the world and Taysom Hill, and by the way, all along the way, Taysom Hill's given up his body. He's blocking. He's taking huge hits. He's playing a gadget role. He's doing everything that you ask him to do. If you then at the first chance go against everything you've said, I mean, that may not play well with everybody either. But I think the separate decision is a football decision, which is just independent of all those team dynamics, right? The football decision would be Jameis Winston. I think that decision can still be made. You know, it's just maybe it's going to be made after you see what Taysom Hill can do. And fortunately for them, defense is playing lights out. Sean Payton's really good at scheming it so they can make easier throws and stuff, which they did for him. For
that
Taysom
defense
Hill yesterday.
Has given up like 25 points in the last three games. They've been unbelievable.
Yeah, so, you know, if you – in the NFL, just in general, if you allow fewer than 17 points, it's a 90% win no matter who's playing quarterback. It's like, seriously, like tier three quarterbacks have the same record as Brady. You know what I mean? So I think it's going to be interesting because I don't think he – you asked me, you know, how did he play? I mean, I think I was actually pleasantly surprised watching the game because I kind of don't think he's really a quarterback, but – when you go back and really look at it, it's a lot of really easy, shorter throws. If you look at the stuff down the field, I mean, it's totally underthrown deep balls and stuff. And, you know, maybe we give him that. It's your first time. It's, you know, maybe he's going to get sharper. You'd say that for most guys. But in the meantime, it's a championship team. So I think it'll be interesting if they lose a couple games, if he just, you know, teams are going to scheme for him, if they shut him down and suddenly they're the team scoring 9 points. You know, then I think you either got to get Breeze back or, you know, maybe you got to go for Winston. But they're not going to rush that and do it prematurely after they've been saying Taysom Hill gets his chance.
Mike, with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, I mean, I think it's one of the most stunning things of the season is that right now they would miss the playoffs. I think they'll get in, but right now they're in eighth in the AFC, you know, assuming they don't bring eight teams to the postseason this year. But Lamar, we all have talked about how he's got to get better at throwing outside the numbers. How much of this is Lamar or the play calling or the fact that they really don't have a great receiver? You look at what DeAndre Hopkins has done for Kyler Murray, Stephon Diggs for Josh Allen, so on and so forth. He is a lot of this that he doesn't have a great receiver to create separation consistently, or is this more on the limitations of Lamar?
Yeah, I think all those things are related, and I'll tell you why. But, you know, look at Deshaun Watson. They got rid of his weapons, and they're not winning because they're terrible on defense, but he looks pretty darn good. So
right.
I think what's happened, though, is these things are all related. So we start with the fact that Lamar's an incredible football player, right? I mean, he didn't come in as a tier one quarterback, but he's a tier one football player, right? He's kind of the best player on the field in certain ways, but has a limiting skill set, right? You're going to be towards the incredible ability to run. So you set up your entire team around that. They're not going to have a bunch of great wide receivers out there and then get them two targets this week and four next week, right? Yeah. I mean, who's going to be in for that, right? So you build your whole team around tight ends and backs, and you sort of play to your strengths. But then it kind of traps you in that world, right? So you would like to now be something else and maybe have a little bit different type of personnel and maybe gradually move to a different type of offense. But as you do that, you'd be going away from the number one thing that makes you good right now. So I think they get stuck. I think it's kind of what happened a little bit with Roman when he was in San Francisco. And look, I want to be fair to Roman because he's playing to the strengths of what they have, right? I mean, I don't think you would just drop Lamar Jackson into a totally different offense and be getting, he would be the MVP either. So right. I do think they're a little bit trapped, and it's going to be harder for them to get out of it longer term because you're going to pay him more, right? And then things aren't going to be as good defensively. We saw yesterday they had kind of a bad defensive game, and Lamar Jackson almost won it. I mean, he's still good, but, right. It's not going to be MVP level. And I think last year really is two seasons. The first half of the year was kind of like what he is so far this year, pretty good.
Right.
The second half of the year was unbelievable. 24 touchdowns, one interception. Yeah. No one does that.
It was unbelievable. All right, last thing, we got about a minute to go. We want to ask you about Tua and his benching in Miami. What do you make of that? Like, here you got this young quarterback, and you're down by, what was it, Chris? They were down by 10, and they bring Fitzpatrick in. He gets a field goal and then throws a pick. But did they do a disservice to Tua?
Well, I think I think it tells us more about Brian Flores than it almost does about Tua, right? I mean, Brian Flores is a little different than a lot of coaches. I mean, I think he's done things kind of his own way. He doesn't really say much. He's not a big talker, but he's an actor, right? I mean, he is someone who does things, and I think the way he's handled his staff, the way they've handled players on the team, has sometimes you've looked at it and gone, what are they doing? But it's been consistent to who he is and how he runs things. And I think organizationally, I'm sure all of them thought, you know what, let's see what we got with Tua. But in the heat of a game, that coach is still going to try to win the game. And I think we saw that there are limits to, how much we're going to play the games for Tua and his, confidence and what people are saying publicly. All those things aren't the number one priority for Brian Flores. He's ultimately going to play to win the game. And he felt that, Ryan Fitzpatrick, when you're trailing and maybe have to get into more of a 2-minute attack, with his experience, gave him a better chance. So
does this lend credence to the notion that this is kind of a tryout for Tua? Like, they're not sold on him as their franchise guy going forward yet?
I wouldn't think so. I think it'd be way too premature for that. But I think it shows you that Brian Flores is a defensive coach. I mean, some of these offensive coaches have it all set up and never say anything bad about the quarterback, and we coddle them, and everyone has to sort of bite their lip when they say why we really lost the game, right? Because we're trying to get better with so-and-so who we drafted early. Clearly, Brian Flores isn't playing that game. And so the question longer term is, okay, does that hurt Tua? Should he be allowed to do his lumps, take his lumps here and maybe we lose a couple extra games? Or is it more important in the grander scheme? Hey, you know what? If he's good, he'll play good. And in the meantime, we got games to win, and I'm looking at everyone in the eye in that locker room and telling them we're going to do everything we can to win the game. So I think it's fascinating. I don't know if there's a right template that you have to do every time, but this is different than a lot of people.
Mike, great stuff, man.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Mike.
It. Thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanksgiving.
Yep. We got a heck of a matchup coming up on Monday Night Football. The Bucks, the Rams. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard on this Magic City Monday. And, you know, it's a shame, you know, with everything being locked down and the holiday. But we have to get through it. We will get through it. And, Chris, we're coming from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
Listen to you with the inspiration.
What? I'm just, we got to get through it. We really do. It stinks.
Yep.
But I will be filling in for Dan Patrick over the holidays. So, you guys, just FYI.
Thursday and Friday. You're doing double duty on Thursday and Friday, right?
Yes, sir.
The Dan Patrick show in the morning, I couple in the evening.
Yes. Man. How about during Christmas? You ready for this? There might be triple headers during Christmas.
Triple header? So what shows?
I might do a couple of Dan Patricks. I'll do the Odd Couples. And AM 570, I'm filling in for Rodney Pete.
Wow. See, here's the problem. That's in L.A.
That's
see,
right.
Rob's tooting his own horn. I'll give him love. I mean, if it was just that, if that were the end of the story, all praise. I mean,
what?
My
was
goodness.
More?
What a workhorse. Yes, there's more. And you know there's more. The more is that by working all these double and triple shifts on holidays, he thinks that justifies taking off one day every 2 weeks the rest of the year.
What?
That's the problem.
No.
So you'll hear George Wrongster and Jason McIntyre
Jason McIntyre is right.
Well, hey, quick, guys. I got to peel back the curtain a little bit. We actually talked about this, me and Rob, before the show, before we had a production meeting. Me and Rob talked privately, and he's telling me all the days he's working. I'm like, man, you work too hard. He's like, well, I got 32 vacation days next year. I'm gonna go to Russia, and I'm gonna go to Australia whole summer. I'm like, all right, cool.
Rob, no one's vacationing. I got news for you. No one's traveling now.
What, next year?
If I'm not
in Russia next August, then the world has gone to pot. Because I expect to be in Russia next August.
Really, in August?
Yes. Is this on? Hello? I will be in Russia in August.
What?
Yes,
I
will.
What is it with you and these strange vacations to places that black people just don't go usually?
You know what?
Antarctica, Russia. I mean, what the heck?
The first time.
Where are you going next?
Russia and then Australia again. But first time I went to Australia, you know what they said to me? No lie. When I went through customs, they said, you're not your typical American traveler. And I said, what do you mean? They said, you're not old and you're not white. Those are the only people who come through here.
They said that blatantly. Wow.
Yes. She said, are you in the military? What are you doing here? That's what the woman asked me.
Wow.
I said, I'm on vacation. Then she said, well, what team do you play for? I'm not on a team.
Are you serious?
Yes. They thought I was like some stereotype. What 6'4" black guy is going to Australia on vacation? I must be in the league.
She thought you were playing in that Australian basketball with Ben Simmons and the like. All right. Oh, man. Down under. Maybe we aren't that large down under. You know?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's
going to
win
game.
This game? We got a big game now.
Look, Tampa Bay, you know they're my pick in the NFC. So I'm going to stick with them. I will say right now the Saints look like the best team in the NFC.
But
I'm sticking with the Buccaneers.
I'm telling you, you know what? I've lost it for the Rams. I know that they're 6-3, Chris, and they're playing pretty good. But ever since that Super Bowl, I just don't feel the same about them.
No, I agree.
I really don't. I don't think
there was
the same
an aura
team.
About them at that point.
They used to be.
Right?
They used to throttle people with that offense. I don't feel that way. If they win tonight, I'll be shocked. I'm picking Tampa. I would be shocked if they win.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked personally because I think they are a good team. They're not, you know, head and shoulders above most of the league like they used to be. But, you know, that defense, they get a lot of sacks. If they can get pressure on Brady, then obviously that's a great chance for them to win.
2 hours left with the Odd Couple. Keep it locked.